Simon Reish Bem Gimel. Here begins some malachas of Amir La'akum on Shabbos. The Ayir is not allowed to have a guy do malacha for him on Shabbos. And the Mishnah Berurah says there's an esmachta from this, you know, it's only the Rabbanan, there's an esmachta from the pasuk of kol malacha lo yosav ehem. It doesn't say l'sasi, you shouldn't do. Rather, malacha should not be done on Shabbos, even if it's not being done by Ayir directly, it's being done by a guy on his behalf. Even if the Ayir does not tell the guy to do the malacha for him, the guy comes through on his own, the Ayir has to stop the guy from doing malacha on behalf of the Yid. So this siman deals with, at the beginning of a few siman, I deal with some of the more business-oriented halachas of Amir La'akam. Not so much what goes on in one's private home, but rather business or commerce together with Shabbos. The Mishnah Berurah gives a hakdam, an introduction to the siman, that there's different types of relationships that can be between the business owner and the worker. There could be a case where somebody rents out a field or rents out a bathhouse to somebody else, and the renter is the one who's taking all the profits. However, he's giving the a certain amount of rent. He's paying an annual rent or a monthly rent or something like that to the owner. There could be also be an arrangement where they split the profits. Let's say each one gets half of the profits. The worker does the work. The business owner, he owns the property. He owns the field or he owns the merchatz, the bathhouse, and they split the profits. Schirus is when you're renting out. You're renting out the property, the field, whatever it is, to the worker. In this case, it's the yid renting it out to the guy. And arisus is a term that's used when it's like a sharecropper displaying the profits. Now, technically, both of these arrangements will be okay for the guy to be doing work on Shabbos, for the guy to be working, tending the field on Shabbos, or for the guy to be having people coming using the merchatz and charging them for using the merchatz on Shabbos. Because in both these cases, the guy is doing it for himself. Whether in the case of schiras, where the guy's renting it out, he's paying a fixed rent to the yid, certainly all the profits are going straight to the guy, he's doing it for himself. And even in the case of arisus, when they're splitting the profits, this case also, the guy is doing it for himself because he wants to get more and more in his percentage of the profits. And these cases technically be okay, except when there's a concern of Maris Ayin, that it looks like he is doing something wrong on Shabbos. Then there's a different form, a third form of having a person work for you, where it's called kablonis. All the profits go to the business owner, in this case the yid, and just the worker, in this case the guy, he gets paid a certain amount for his work. So this is aser. Because the yid is getting the profits, he's being nana from the malach on Shabbos, and the guy is the shliach, the guy is doing the work for him. So, the klal, the rule is to have the guy working for you on Shabbos, and doing malach for you on Shabbos, that's aser, when you're paying him for the job. However, if the guy is getting the benefits, he's getting the profits, he's paying you rent for the field, or whatever it is, or if the guy's splitting the profits with you, like a aris, like a sharecropper, in those cases, technically, it's mutter. However, sometimes it'll be aser, because there's a problem of Marisai, and it looks like you're doing something that's awesome. So based on this, we can understand the Shulchan Aruch says in Sif Aleph that a yid should not rent out his merchatz, his bathhouse, to a guy because it appears to be the yid's. It's called Hashem the yid. Even when the guy's doing malacha, he rented it, or he's doing it as a sharecropper, everyone assumes the profit goes to the yid because that was a typical way the merchatz has worked in the olden days. He didn't rent it out, nor did he give it to an aris. Rather, you kept the profits for yourself and you just paid the worker. As opposed to a sada, a field, where it was a derech in the olden days to mekabel the sada ba'arisus with a sharecropper or to rent it out, something like that. Everyone assumes that the yid is doing nothing wrong. He must have rented out the field to the guy, or he has the guy as ours as a sharecropper to keep him splitting the profits, and therefore it's mutter to give a field over to a guy who's ours as a sharecropper. Shulchan Aruch says that a tanner renting out the rights to take care of the public tanner, which people would come and bake things in, and you charge them for that. That's like a merchatz. That would be usher to do even in a way that technically is mutter. It's a power of maris ayin. However, Rechaim, the millstone, if he'd want to give over his millstone to a guy to operate by Eifen Heter, there would not be a problem of Maris Ayin, because there's no issue of Maris Ayin, because the way it was typically done or often done was in a way that's mutter, so everyone assumed that's being done by Heter. And the Mishnah Berurah explains that it doesn't really make a difference. You know, it really depends what the minhag is in that place. In that place, if the normal way to do it is by renting it out or with a Arisa sharecropper, then it's okay, there's no Maris Ayin. However, if in that place, in that city, that country, whatever it is, typical way to do it is in the way that we also on Shabbos. Even if you're doing it in the way of mutter, there'll be a power of Maris Ayin. The Shabbos also points out that if you're renting out whatever it is, the field to the guy, you can't rent it out just for Shabbos, because then it's a problem of Schar Shabbos. You can't be making money off renting something out just for Shabbos. Rather, it has to be rented out to the guy for during the week or part of the week as well. And then you're allowed to take rent for it because you're getting a Bahavla. You're getting the Schar for Shabbos together with the Schar for during the week together. And that's mutter, as we'll be'ez Hashem learn later on in other places. Just to add, the Maris Ayin is only an issue if the work is taking place within the tchum of where there's a Jewish community.